The Saturday Light Brigade. Ricky is standing by. She's going to be taking some calls. If you would like to talk to the kids that we are about to meet, and we're going to meet them this hour, then I think you're going to be amazed at some of the small businesses that you're about to hear about. I don't know why I'm saying small. That's kind of something we do. These are youth-started businesses, and we'll meet everybody who's here. We're not going to go in any particular order, but I think I'm going to say hello to you first. If I can you tell me your name, please?
I'm Rara Jackson.
And how old are you?
11.
Where do you go to? Well, we know everybody goes to Manchester Academic Charter School.
Yes.
Are you from Manchester, or where do you live?
No, I'm from Brighton Heights.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I live in Avalon, just up the hill from you. Everybody here's involved in the I Own program. Can you explain the program a little bit for people that may not be aware of it, just what you did to get to the point that you are, the kinds of things you work on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I Own is a camp where they help you kind of like get your business on point, and they help you, they guide you to help you own your business. They teach you the important things and the basics. So that's a little bit about I Own.
And what are some of those important things?
They teach you the economics of one unit. They'll teach you how to handshake, like a nice handshake. They teach you how to speak properly. They teach you a lot of different things.
Yeah, those are really basic things that people do need to learn, you know, how to look people in the eye, shake a person's hand, and be confident when you're speaking to them.
Yeah.
So tell me about the business that you started. I'm assuming, has everybody here started an individual business, or some of you in teams?
No.
Okay, so can you tell me about your business and product?
Well, the name of my business is AJ's Paradise, and I make baked goods such as muffins, brownies, cookies, and vegan products also.
Vegan products? That's
yes.
An interesting market. Do you know any people with a vegan diet?
Yes, my aunt, her name is Rasha. She's vegan, so that's why I kind of started doing it.
I have friends who follow a vegan diet who have a lot of trouble finding vegan goods, especially in certain neighborhoods. So that's a really good idea. Do you have a certain number of products that you sell, like a particular list, or does it change from time to time?
Well, I think it would change from time to time, depending on the holiday or the month of the year or something like that.
Excellent. Are you open for business, or are you getting ready? I know there's a big event coming up next week that we're going to talk about. Is that going to be the official opening for you, or have you already managed to have some sales and some marketing?
That would be the official opening of me. That's when my business is going to start going off the ground.
Terrific. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I did want to mention to you that at the Rivers Club, which is downtown in One Oxford Center, right across from the City County building, July 23rd, Wednesday, next week, from 9:30 to noon, students are going to be presenting their business plans to the public. And then on Friday next week, from 10 to 1:30, they'll have goods on display at Oxford Center from 10 until 1:30. That's happening next week. I should have asked, too, any shout-outs to anyone who might be listening now or later when this is archived online?
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to my brother, Jahi Jackson, my best friends, Sione Adams, William Taylor, Montana, and Sanaa.
Excellent.
And my parents, Carlosa and Jerome Jackson.
And it's good to see your folks again, too. I haven't seen them in a while. Well, thank you, AJ. And who shall we go to next? Let's go to a boy next. For some reason, the guys are sitting on one side and the girls are on the other side this morning. What's your name?
I'm Shane Jones.
Hi, Shane. Nice to meet you. How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
And where do you go? Where do you live?
I live on the north side, Northview.
Nice to meet you up at Northview Heights.
Yes.
Great. And tell me about your business.
Oh, well, at my business, we do, like Amir, I do baked pastries and goods. I'm trying to use all natural ingredients, and I'm also looking for an alternative sugar so I can also sell to persons who are diabetic.
Good idea. Do you know anybody with diabetes?
Right now, no. One person, that's my friend Michael. That's where I kind of got the idea from. I already wanted to, but now I'm looking a bit harder.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about sugar lately, and it's amazing how much sugar is in stuff. Can you give me any examples of some of the things you'll be offering?
Well, at the American event that's coming up next week, I wanted to make cookies. I know I just made a new cinnamon raisin cookie, so I want to get that out there. I'm doing chocolate chip cookies, cupcakes, and cheesecake bites, orange blossoms, and honey-made bread.
Wow, that's not, what's an orange blossom?
It's a cake, an orange cake with orange glaze from actual orange juice.
Gosh, that sounds good. So it's all natural. What gave you the idea to do this? Are there people in your family that are really good at baking, or do you know anybody who bakes?
No, not really. I know I was cooking a lot when I was younger, so it just was something I kind of wanted to do.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you remember what you, like something you cooked when you were young? When I was young, I loved to make pancakes by myself and bacon by myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of amazed my parents let me do it looking back, because bacon, this was pre-microwave days, bacon could be a little dangerous with all that splattering and stuff. What did you cook when you were little?
The first thing I cooked was actually pancakes too. I was helping my dad make blueberry pancakes, and he left the kitchen and let me flip the pancakes, and after he put them on the skillet.
That's he showed that responsibility in you, which I think about stuff like that too, that I was able to do that. Any shout-outs to anybody?
No.
Okay. Well, Shane, it's nice to meet you. And if you have any questions of these six folks that are here, or if you would like to share a business tip with them, you can phone us, encourage them, or ask maybe a suggestion for their businesses that will be launched next week. Our number is 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Toll free, it's 888-752-7234. And we're going to go to our second girl who's here with us today. And by the way, what is everybody in eighth grade? Seventh? Okay, so Shane, what grade are you in?
I'm going to the 11th grade.
I'm sorry for, I didn't realize Ione was going beyond Max now. That's great.
I've been in it since I was in the 7th grade.
So. Wow. I'm glad I happened to think of that. And I've had my head down. I haven't really like looked up people's faces yet. You're obviously older than that. What high school do you go to?
Right now I'm going to Connections Academy. It's a cyber school.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And AJ, what grade, before I forget, what grade are you going into?
I'll be going into the 7th grade.
Okay, at Max,
yes.
I would think. Now we're going to meet the second girl that's here. What's your name?
My name is Kira Joseph.
And before I forget, what grade are you going into?
I'm in the 8th grade. I'm going into the 8th grade.
And it's Kira?
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you. Nice. What neighborhood do you live in?
Brighton Heights.
And can you tell me about your business?
Yeah. So I think it was like at the beginning of this year I started a business that was that's called Savinette, where I make handmade soaps for people with sensitive skin.
What's the name of the business again?
Savinette.
I want to be sure I understand it. Say it again.
Savinette.
Okay. And you make soaps for people with sensitive skin?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit more about the product. What's important for a soap to be useful for somebody that has that kind of skin?
Well, I started the business so that I wouldn't have as much chemicals as the average store-bought soap. So I started making them so they didn't have all the chemicals in them.
How many ingredients are in your soap? Do you know roughly?
I think so. It's like 10 15.
So that's much smaller than the typical number of ingredients. What form is it in when you sell it?
It's a solid bar of soap.
So you could use it, you know, in place of a bar of soap in the bathroom or in the kitchen. What got you, inspired you to make this your business?
Well, I think it was last year for Christmas, we started making these little bath bombs and sugar scrubs for all of our friends for, like, Christmas gifts. And then I started thinking that I could make them and I could sell them.
That's something. And then how did you figure out how to make it?
I did a lot of research online on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, do you need special equipment? Or, I mean, I don't want you to give away your business secrets, but did you have to buy equipment to make it? Special ovens or mixers or anything?
No, not a lot. You could just use the microwave and, like, you just need special molds.
Interesting. Well, I wish you a lot of luck. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
Yeah. My friends, Barbie, Jamar, DeAndre, and Micah, and then my parents, Jenny Canning and Alwick Joseph, and my sister, Nia Joseph.
Excellent. Thank you. You did such a good job.
Thank you, too.
And I'm proud of all of you and the businesses. If you're just joining us, these are students that participate in the Manchester Academic Charter School based I Own program. And we've heard from a high school student and two middle school students so far this morning. We have three more students we're going to hear from. Their businesses will launch next week with a presentation that will take place on Wednesday at the Rivers Club in downtown Pittsburgh in their dining hall at 1 Oxford Center, 9:30 to noon. And then on Friday, you will be able to actually purchase goods that have been among the first products from these student businesses at the Rivers Club as well at 1 Oxford Center. That's going to be on July 25th from 10 until 1:30. And there also will be other young entrepreneurs from throughout Allegheny County. So it's a festival of locally made goods by youth between 10 and 1:30 at Oxford Center. Let's meet another one of our boys. I'm going to pivot this microphone over and ask you if you can please tell me your name.
Hello. My name is Corey Brown.
Hey, Corey. And how old are you?
15.
And are you going into, I'm guessing, 9th?
Going to 10th.
10th. And what school?
Connections Academy.
And tell me about your business.
Well, my business is called C. Brown Soul Music. And with this business, I'm trying to provide listeners with a radio without all the profanity, and that also sends them a positive message, because once I was doing research, it says that music affects the way people behave. And so since people are just listening to music today that doesn't really send a positive message, I thought I would jump at the opportunity and be like, I want to be the first one in this type of business that will play music that is positive, that sends a positive message and has no profanity in it.
Are you my son? You know, that's that's what I really admire you. That's the kind of thing I've been trying to do since pretty much I was your age. I was going to ask you what prompted you to do this, but probably there aren't many sources for that, right?
Right.
So how are you going about it? How do people get your product, or explain how the business works?
Well, I'm right now in the process of purchasing the radio kit that will actually kickstart my business. And so right now I'm waiting for the competition next week to actually get the grant to actually get my business off the ground and get it moving.
And will your station be on the internet, or are you going to try to get a frequency? How are you going to do that?
I'm going to start off with the internet radio, but then as I move on with this business, if it's successful, I'm going to get like a frequency with radio for everybody in the USA to listen to.
That's terrific. Let me know if we can offer you any help as you do that, because that's something we've had a little bit of experience with. Do you play music at all yourself? I mean, do you play an instrument or write?
Not really. I like to make digital music myself because that's what I'm really good at. So I've been doing that since sixth grade at Max, and then I went to the Craftsman's Guild and did digital music down there. So I'm like really experienced at that.
That explains at least one reason why you're a good man to do this, to put it together. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
I'll give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my little sister, Savannah and Madison, Mr. Henderson, Mrs. Butler, Mr. Cooper, Michael Kisner, DeAndre Gordon, and everybody out there that's also listening.
Thanks so much, Corey. And we still have two more students to talk to. Again, if you have any questions, you can... Oh, and Corey, I meant to ask where you're from.
Northview Heights.
Northview Heights. I think it's, you know, Manchester Academic Charter serves students from all over the Pittsburgh area. So it's good to know neighborhoods people are from. If you have a question that you'd like to ask of our entrepreneurs, or if you would just like to offer them some encouragement or a tip or two, maybe you're a business person, feel free to call us. We have open lines if you care to add some encouragement. Our number is 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. You can text us at that number or talk to us. Toll free, it's 888-752-7234. Well, we've got just a couple more entrepreneurs. Is there anybody that isn't here today? We've got the whole crew, or there are others as well. These are the Hale and Hardy that made it through the rain this morning. And we're able to be here. I'm sure some other kids may have had conflicts, or Saturdays are really busy. So let's meet you. What's your name?
Siani.
Siani, come a little closer. And where do you live?
I live on the north side.
In what community?
Manchester.
Manchester, well, it's nice to have you here. And what grade are you going into?
Seventh.
Well, so we've got three seventh graders heading into Max. Any shout-outs or hellos?
To my mom, Leanne, my dad, Reggie, my sister, Amira, my other mom and dad, Ms. Carlos and Mr. Jerome.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And
Ms. Henderson.
Absolutely. Always, Mr. Henderson. Would you like to tell me about your business?
What I do is I make customized sportswear.
Huh. Do tell. How does that work?
Well, first, I'm going to start out with just T-shirts. I was going to customize dry fit T-shirts for all people who like to do active things or are in a sports.
So if I, I don't do many active things these days, so I really have to fantasize here. If I was looking for a shirt maybe to play tennis in or to go bowling in, I mean, what would you do? How would you make a shirt for me?
You would just tell me what thing you wanted on your T-shirt, and I would do that for you.
So
only $10.
You're kidding. Do I have to give you the T-shirt?
No.
You mean you would give me a T-shirt, like a new brand? It's not like some old T-shirt you found in the garbage or something.
No.
You'd give me a brand new T-shirt, and would you give me ideas if I, like maybe I wanted my name on it, but I could just tell you I want something about bowling. You'd figure out like how to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. How did you learn how to do that?
Well, I learned how to do it because my cousins, they always made T-shirts, and I was always around them, so I learned how to do that on my own.
You didn't make the shirt you're wearing, did you?
No.
No, okay. I was looking at it, and it's really pretty. It's not a T-shirt. I didn't think you made it, but I like the heart on it. Do you think you'll expand after getting started with T-shirts?
Yes.
What lines will you get into?
At first, I just started with T-shirts. Then I wanted to, like, make pants or customize sweatpants.
That's a good idea to do that, and then you can grow more and more. What prompted you? You mentioned, you know, learning, but what do you like about fashion?
What I like about fashion is fashion is like your personality. Like, it's what you wear. It's like how you represent yourself.
That's a good way of putting it, and it says a lot about your image. So you can help people with that, too. Do you think you'll mostly sell shirts to kids or adults?
Well, I really target all ages, but at first I think people who would buy my product is kids, because it's really like kids finally are starting playing basketball, and it's about to be football season.
Well, that's a great idea. So you could have sports shirts, you know, for teams and for supporting. I get to tell you a funny story. I was on I was talking in an interview last week, and we were talking about, could an NBA team succeed in Pittsburgh if we brought an NBA team here? And the person I was talking to was in the middle of Pennsylvania. It was actually students interviewing. I was just listening. And he kept talking about, well, I think the one thing you have to realize is we have a Jersey culture in Pittsburgh. There's a real Jersey culture. And I kept thinking, what do you mean we have a Jersey culture? I thought he meant New Jersey. What he meant was sports jerseys. We have a sports Jersey culture where people love to buy fashion associated with sports. So he really feels that Pittsburgh's a good market for that. So it's a good market for your product. We're going to talk to you in just a second, but here's somebody who you're going to recognize. Michael, is that you?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael. You're part of the program too?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. What grade are you going into?
Ninth.
And where do you live? What community do you live in?
Manchester.
And tell us about your business.
Well, I make diabetic-friendly baked goods.
Similar to Corey. Tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Shane.
I'm sorry, Shane. Shane's making baked goods that include diabetic baked goods. What got you interested in doing that, Michael?
Because I'm a diabetic.
Oh, did somebody mention Michael earlier, Shane? Did. Shane, I'll let you join in on this interview, too. Are you guys working together, or do you have competitive businesses?
Oh, we're competitive.
He kind of copied off me.
He copied off of you. Interesting.
That's what I think.
Well, there might be you're not thinking lawsuits or anything, I hope. Because Mr. Cooper could help you with that. So what kind of goods are you going to have, Michael?
Cinnamon rolls. Cake, brownies, just a bunch of things.
Well, that's great, and you're going to be part of the opening activities on Wednesday as well. Do you have a 30-second pitch you can give me?
Okay. Hi, I'm Michael Kisser. I'm the founder, owner, and CEO of Michael's Baked Goods, where we make sweets without the sweet. What my business does is I make diabetic-friendly baked goods because now we live in an unhealthy world. What separates me from my competitors is that I make baked goods without sugar, chemicals that are harmful to people. If you want any information, talk to Mr. Henderson.
Perfect. Michael, thank you for calling us, and I'm glad you could be with us by phone today. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
A shout-out to Shane for
stealing your business.
Helping me. shout out to my family, and shout out to Amira because she's doing vegan baked goods.
Great. Thank you for calling us, Michael. And Shane, you need equal time here. Can you do your 30-second pitch?
Well, it's not much of a 30-second. I guess mine would be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'm not meeting face-to-face. But hello, my name is Shane Jones. I'm the founder and owner of Shane's Bakery Service, where we make natural pastries with all natural ingredients. I plan to sell to all men and women, mostly all ages, but I'm targeting young adults. My prices range from $5 to $20, and I make pastries and baked goods such as cookies, cupcakes, and cheesecakes.
We'll remind you again of how you can actually purchase these items next week. Now, there's one person we haven't talked to yet, and that's you. So let me get this green microphone. You might want to sit up a little bit. What's your name?
Nehemiah Brazil.
Hi, Nehemiah. And where do you live? What community?
Brighton Heights.
Nice to meet you. What grade are you going into?
The seventh.
And tell me about your business. Let's hear your 30-second pitch, if you've got one.
Well, my name is Nehemiah Brazil. I'm the founder and CEO of Sock Mania, where we provide socks the right fit for you. Well, a little bit about my business. I make designer socks, customized by you, and my prices are $10. And my customer profile, I'm looking for ages, any gender, but make it. Adult income gotta be like $5,000 to $10,000, and basically I'm looking for athletes that work out.
Interesting. I don't even think about the socks I put on, whether they match, whether they got holes in them, or but I do. I tend to not wear shoes, so socks kind of do matter, and people do see them. See, I'm really not wearing shoes right now. So what would you do? Like, would I tell you what kind of sock I want? Or
yes.
Would I look through a catalog? How would I get a sock, Nehemiah?
Well,
I guess two socks.
you can ask me for any design, and I'll make it. I'll try my hardest to make it.
So if I wanted socks, like, for radio, you might want socks for music or radio, too. What do you think you would do?
I can make it glow in the dark. I can make it any design, basically.
Very cool. I like it. Any shout-outs for anybody?
Well, shout-out to my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, and everybody in my class, Mr. Henderson, Mr. Cooper, and Ms. Butler.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing from these four fine men and three women and the businesses that they've established, you know, taking responsibility, establishing a business for yourself, your own idea, and it takes a lot of courage. You know, you figure out who you might want to sell to, coming up with a product that is not duplicated anywhere else, and then actually going forward and doing it. And I know from past years of the iOwn program at Manchester Academic Charter School, students have made some real money doing this and as well have gained some real-world experience. Who's made real money? You've been in this program for 4 years. Now, Shane, tell me what you've done.
Well, being in the program for 4 years, I've been in a bunch of business plan competitions. I came in third place in my most recent one and won $750. And in, I think, the second one I did, I came in first place and won $1,000.
That's unbelievable. Hey, do you have plans for college? You're the oldest of our students here.
No, I plan to go into trade school or a culinary school.
Excellent. Your love of baking is leading you in that direction. I actually meant to say plans after high school, not necessarily for college, because there's so many options of things you can do. Do you want to own your own place?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Anybody else want to try their 30-second pitch? You're welcome to. Amira? Okay, Amira's going to do it.
Hi, my name is Amira Jackson. I own a business called AJ's Paradise. A little bit about my business is I make baked goods such as muffins, cookies, brownies, and vegan products. What separates me from my competitors is that my products are more healthier than theirs, and I have a snack that everyone can enjoy. If you're interested or you'd like to contact me, you can talk to Mr. Henderson.
Great, and we'll give you all the information in just a moment, too, about next week's event. Anybody else want to try their pitch out on an eager radio audience? Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Siani Adams. I'm the founder and CEO of CC Style Sportswear and More. The thing I do for my business is I make customized sportswear for all ages, male and female. The reason why I made this business is because people always doubt themselves about their bodies, and I wanted them to feel comfortable. And the reason why I'm better than my competitor is because I have lower prices and because I wouldn't pollute in the air because I wouldn't have a factory.
Nice. I could use you guys for my 30-second pitches. Anybody else feel like trying theirs? It's up to you. You're welcome to. Mr. Henderson's pointing at you, so we're going to have you do it. It's good. This is a good recap for people to encourage them to go on Wednesday or Friday next week to watch the business plan competition or to actually purchase something. Let's see, ladies before gentlemen, so go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kira Joseph. I'm the founder and CEO of Savonette, where we make handmade soaps for females in the general Pittsburgh area with sensitive skin. I'm better than my competitors because I have lower prices than them, and I make handmade soaps, that are not mass produced. And then the mission of my business is to provide a bar of soap that exceeds expectations, as well as makes your skin look and feel as beautiful as it can be.
That's great. By the way, all of these kids today have been speaking without any notes in front of them and just looking me right in the eye and talking to you right in the ear about what they're doing. And these are all students that are part of the Manchester Academic Charter School program called I Own. And the Entrepreneuring Youth Summer Expo is going to be July 25th. You can actually see all of these projects if you're downtown. You can go to the Rivers Club. You can go to Oxford Center, the lobby of Oxford Center from 10 until 1:30, right across from the courthouse. This coming Friday, the 25th, I'll tell you about the business plan competition in a moment, but we have one more pitch to go through.
Hello, my name is Corey Brown. I'm the CEO and founder of C. Brown Soul Music, where all music is good for the soul. A little bit about my business. I'm making a urban radio, internet radio, for urban youths so they have a chance to listen to music that isn't full of profanity and portrays positive messages. And what separates me from my competitors is that I'm the first one to ever try to make a radio without all the profanity in it, and that portrays positive messages. So I really think that I have a chance in this industry. If you like more information, or if you like more information, you'll have to contact me. Contact Mr. Anderson.
Well done. And everything is going to be taking place next week, the business plan competition, 9:30 to noon. And these will be students you've heard here, other MACs students. It's all part of the MACs I Own Summer Business Camp. And then that's July 23rd, Wednesday, 9:30 to noon at the Rivers Club Dining Hall. There'll be a panel of judges trying to decide who can secure a startup grant to be awarded based on the feasibility of the business plan developed. And then on Friday, the 25th at Oxford Center, between 10 and 1:30, students will have a chance to sell to you directly. You can visit them at Oxford Center between 10 and 1:30. Now, you've heard Mr. Henderson mentioned several times. Mr. Henderson is a rock star teacher. He's been honored by the White House and has been honored just in many ways. He probably would rather I not say all those things, but I've known Dennis for years. Contacting Mr. Henderson is easy for these guys because he's always in school and always available. For you, you might need a phone number or an email address, 412-225-8875. That's the number, 412-225-8875. The email address is maxbiz, and Max is M-A-C-S, M-A-C-S-B-I-Z, at maxk8, M-A-C-S-K-8.org. Did anybody forget to say something they meant to say? I can't imagine it, given how well you all have been trained. Thanks to Carl Cooper and Dennis Henderson and everyone else involved with IOWN. Did everybody, I want to be sure if you forgot somebody or something, you get a chance. I thought that usually happens. Go ahead.
Shout out to Sean Taylor,
my friend.
And you've got one too.
I forgot to say that I'm a sole proprietorship and I'm not aiming for a real gender. And the ages go from, I think I said 10 to at least 60. And I would like to give a shout out also to Mr. Henderson, Mr. Cooper, Ms. Butler, and that's really it.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper's counting his shout outs. He's going to want to be sure that he has shout outs from each and every one of you. But I, yeah.
I would actually like to give a shout out to Mr. Skumas, Mr. Jerry, and Ms. Kathy as well.
Very good point, Jerry and Kathy and Mr. Skumas, indeed.
And I forgot to say that that my socks are not made with not like any type of ink is made with eco-friendly ink.
Nice. And one more addition.
Oh, my shirts are dry fit. They're not 100% cotton, so if you sweat, it won't stay on your shirts.
Nice. Well, anybody else? We got them all. Thank you to all. Oh, did you have one more? Okay. Thanks to all of you for being part of the program today. And I'm really proud of all of you. Honestly, it takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing. And it also takes a lot of commitment to do it during the summer when a lot of students would just be goofing off. So I'm glad you're finding it fun and enjoyable. Again, if you want more information, you can call Dennis Henderson, 412-225-8875. Or write to MaxBiz at maxk8.org, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to everybody for what you've done here today.